than before. Have it on hit to win your way there.
A cross-media relationship exists between this station and the Southern Cross Austereo television stations.
Greenmark Homes, living for the future. Hit weather.
Yeah, morning Dubbo on the Central West, looking at 29 degrees today. East to southeasterly winds 15 to 20 k's an hour. Tomorrow going to hit up to 30 degrees. Thursday 29 before expecting showers across the weekend.
And right now in Delroy Park, it's sitting just over 13 degrees.
Check it out. From McDonald's Dubbo in Wellington.
This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Jimmy Love.
Pippa and Jimmy.
Oh my goodness, it's almost Wednesday.
Oh, already?
Yeah.
You blink and it's here.
And then it's almost Thursday, then it's almost Friday. Yeah. It's almost a weekend.
How great.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And a Happy New Year.
Good morning, Pippa and Jimmy on the airways. How are you doing today?
I got so much domestic duties done last night. I'm just feeling on top of the world.
Mm.
You know when your domestic life is in order, like all your chores and your housework's done, you just feel like a better version of a human?
Oh, and I've got half a dozen bottles of Heineken splattered across my bedroom floor.
Do you?
Yeah.
Just, what, full bottles, empty bottles?
I know, they're empty.
They're empty.
Smashed them out while playing a few games of FIFA yesterday.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah. So you've been a bit of a domestic goddess.
I was being a bit of a domestic goddess. Got mad amounts of ironing done.
Did you?
Yeah, it felt so good. I hung everything up. Even went to the shops and bought extra coat hangers.
So
you hang everything up.
You do your ironing the day before you use the stuff or when it comes out of the washing machine or something like that?
No, usually it comes out of the washing machine, sits in a basket for a while, might sit on the floor for a while, and then I think I really need to get my act together and I iron it and hang it up.
I actually once dated a chick and her parents used to make her do iron everything that came out of the washing machine. Like, literally, it didn't matter what it was, a pair of underwear, like a bed top, everything had to be ironed when it came out.
Yeah, like, my mum irons things like hankies and tea towels.
Ugh.
I'm just like, mum, it's a bit of overkill.
Really?
You're folding it up and sticking it in a drawer. Just
yeah.
Calm down.
Like socks.
Yeah.
Who irons
undies,
socks?
Undies, handkerchiefs, pillowcases, you name it.
Like
she basically was trying to iron the fitted sheet.
I do like a good pair of like socks or undies, but yeah, what's the point of ironing them?
Exactly. You go too far. Is but that why seriously. You broke up with her? Because it was too weird? Because she was ironing everything?
So weird. Do you want to come around and buy iron? No. No, I want to stay at home and play FIFA.
Yeah, just let me live my life.
I'm over this.
Do you iron?
No.
You don't like, iron?
When I go to the races, I iron. Like, I ironed when I went to Gold Cup Day. I iron, like, I'm going to iron again when we go to the heat at 93.5's Derby Day.
Okay, so you're going to iron three times this year.
Yeah.
Can you? So other than the races, is there anything else you'll iron for?
If I get invited to a wedding.
Okay, so races and weddings,
yeah.
You bust out the iron.
Yeah.
Other than that, don't bother.
You remember a couple of weeks ago when I had to, we had to do a photo shoot and I was like, oh, ironing.
I can't go. I can't, no, can't be bothered ironing, can't go. Not available.
I actually sent a whole email saying I can't go.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Nobody took you seriously.
No.
Probably because they know you can't iron.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to put you through a HSC test later in the show.
Really?
Mm.
Oh my gosh.
Plus
I'm not prepared. I haven't studied.
Oh, come on. You're going to have to study English.
Oh, that's my best subject.
Great,
perfect.
That's perfect.
I'm in my element.
And of course, we're going to be talking about Lisa Wilkinson.
Yes.
After she left the Today Show.
Huge news.
But up next,
Australia's most difficult radio competition.
You in the Animal Zoo if you want to play 13, 12, 16. Oh, I'm out here looking like revenge. Ben's Joy laid on me. It's hit 93.5 and we do it thanks to McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington. Morning everyone, it's Pippa and Jimmy as we go 9 minutes past seven. And stand by, Pippa's HSC test time is coming up after 7.30 this morning. We are testing her English skills today on the home of hits and old school. It's time for Old School Tunes
That's
Day.
That's right. This one is a tune back from 2011. What were you doing 2011, mate?
I was 20 years old.
Okay, great.
And I was working at a radio station called CFM in Gosford.
Ooh, nice.
CFM and 2GO.
Look out.
Yeah,
great.
So on the same network as we are here.
Okay.
And I think this song was a pretty big hit at the time.
Yes, it was.
They say she's in the class 18, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her
won a Grammy nomination for Song of the Year for this one, Ed Sheeran.
Wow.
This was his debut single. This is the first time we ever heard who Ed Sheeran is.
Launched him into a career of stardom.
Didn't it just? It's a deceptively upbeat hit single, considering what the subject matter is actually about. So she wrote this song as a naive 18-year-old at a homeless shelter when he heard stories about women struggling with substance abuse.
Wow.
Yeah, so he was quoted as saying it's a true story. He met this particular woman while volunteering at a crisis homeless shelter in the UK, and it became the highest-selling debut single on the UK's singles charts for the first half of 2011. And he said, I wrote that song last year, or in 2011, it was obviously talking about 2012, in a student flat. I recorded it for less than £200 and made the video for under £20. And in 2 weeks, we'd sold 200,000 copies.
I've got chills after what you just told me. Wow. I had no idea.
Isn't that incredible?
He made that song for less than £200 mm-hmm. in his student yep. flat and launched him to stardom.
Yep. That's all it took. And the video clip cost him less than £20. So what is that in dollars, in Australian dollars?
Probably altogether, probably around $400.
Wow.
$400.
That's unreal. That's crazy.
So Mr. Ed Sheeran.
The song features several references to things like addiction and homelessness, and his response to some of the stories that he heard while, you know, working at the homeless shelter. And he explained that he really wanted to write the song in an upbeat way so that its heavy content was slightly hidden from the listener.
Yeah, well, it really goes to show as well that his songs are like really come from the heart.
Yeah, and from his own personal experiences. Mm. He really writes from them. I remember this song coming out and being like, oh, this is a bit abstract. I don't quite know what this yeah. song's about. It feels like it could be about something heavy, but mm. it's very upbeat and kind of like, oh, I like this song.
What do you think he was talking about when he wrote the song Drunk?
Oh, maybe, I don't know. Is he trying to be subliminal there?
No idea.
Yeah.
Did you hear he broke his arm as well?
Oh, my gosh. Ed, what's happened?
Yeah, so
what's going on?
He was riding.
Is he all right?
He was riding a bicycle over in the UK in the last few days, and he's just posted on Instagram that he's broken his arm. So he's going to have to cancel a few tour dates because he can't strut the guitar with a broken arm.
Oh, my gosh, he's still coming to Australia?
He's still coming to Australia.
Oh, my gosh, Ed.
Yeah.
Are you all right? I'm going to tweet him just to check if he's all right.
He should have been healed by now.
Oh, my gosh, Ed. Are you okay?
Surely there's a special, like, celebrity healing thing so he can
a
heal his arm.
A celebrity healing thing?
That's just not available to normal peasants like you and I.
What do you mean? What, you just wave a magic wand and your arm's healed?
Oh, that'd be handy.
Okay, I'll tweet him about it and
yeah,
ask.
Tweet him and ask him if he's got it. That's Old School Tuesday. For your Tuesday, the 17th of October, 2017. Morning Dub on the Central West. Let's get back into some old school with Usher. Yeah, it's Hit 93.5, 13, 12, 16. Give us a call anytime, any reason. We'd love to hear from you. The new Big Bang of Australia next. In the club with my homies. We do it all thanks to Macca's, thanks to McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington. Jeez, I've got that music out loud in the background, don't I? How do I turn that down? There you go. Pippa, we are doing... Turned your microphone down. We are doing Rude. Pippa's HSC exam at the moment.
Heading back into the classroom. Thank goodness this is not a maths exam, because I tell you what, if this was HSC maths, I'd be breathing into a brown paper bag right about now.
Well, I'm good at maths, so when it gets to maths, you can do a test on me if you like.
Okay, good. Because I'm good at English.
Yeah,
I sailed through English at school, so this is fine. I'm feeling confident, confident.
I've written you three very, very basic English questions.
Okay.
And I expect you to get all three correct.
Okay. I've got my pen. Okay. My laptop. Now, you were saying to me earlier you can't take your phone into
HSC. Hand
your
phone over.
Thank you. Okay. All right.
Pippa's phone here. Right. Okay. Let me check your hands for
feel
notes.
So naked with it.
No notes. She's got no notes. Okay.
I've got a pen and paper. That's all I've got.
And when you're in the exam room, there's no music. There's no backing music. Okay.
Am I allowed to talk?
You're allowed to talk from out. Yep.
All
okay.
Right, sure.
Your first question, Pippa.
Okay. Fresh page.
Which is the correct sentence?
Okay.
It was just Tom and I at the movies. Or, it was just Tom and me at the movies. Was it Tom and I, or was it Tom and me at the movies?
It was just Tom and me. Tom and I. There's so much pressure.
10 seconds.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. I'm going to say it was just Tom and I.
It was Tom and me. The thing you've got to know about this is if you remove the word Tom and, Does it make sense? It was just I at the movies. Does it make sense? It was just me at the movies. Makes sense. So therefore, the correct sentence is, it was just Tom and me at the movies.
I would debate that, though, because it's, you don't say, oh, Tom and me, you say Tom and I.
Yeah, because Tom and I, as it depends how you use it.
Tom and I are getting married.
Yeah,
you don't because Tom and me are getting married.
No, because
say me and Tom.
No, because if you're saying Tom and I was getting married, the correct sentence without Tom would be I am getting married.
Right.
So but you've got to use it as a correct sentence without the other person. So Tom and I went to the movies would be I went to the movies. Tom and me at the movies wouldn't be I at the movies. It would be me at the movies. So that's incorrect. I'm the adjudicator. Incorrect one. Okay.
Rort. This is
question
a right rort.
Number two.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Okay, focus.
Which of these is correct? Different to, different from, or different than?
Can I have them in a sentence, please?
No, I don't know how to use them in a sentence.
Different to.
Which is, these
depends.
Is grammatically correct.
Grammatically correct. Lucky you're not doing the English test. Let's just say that.
Look, you're on a warning now. Any more back chat and it's
sassing
an instant
the
fail.
Teacher.
A, B or C. Different okay. to, different from, different than.
It's different from.
Different what? Than. Different than.
Are you kidding correct. Me? This That's is a rort.
Too incorrect.
You are giving me no information.
Too incorrect
I would there. Have flipped my table in the HSC by now.
Okay, question number three for you. Can you go three out of three incorrect? Spell in order all three of these words, these twos, okay? In order all three of these twos. You get to hear the sentence once, okay?
Okay.
The two of us asked if we too could go to the shops.
Okay. The first one is T W O.
Yep.
The second one is T double O. The third is T O.
Finally, she gets one right. Well done,
this is
Pippa.
Unbelievable.
Pippa
cannot
is.
Cannot believe. What's yep. Okay, what's my ATAR score result?
33. That's all you get.
That's unbelievable.
Actually,
I cannot believe.
Attitude
I've just
as
failed.
Well. Attitude as well, you're going to get no score.
Oh, you don't so, get marked down for attitude
yeah,
in the
you,
HSC.
Yeah, you get marked down. That's what you get. The markdown. Bad attitude. That's it, Pippa.
This
failed.
Unbelievable. Carry big marks.
93.5, morning. It's Shikonski, wake up, shake up. How good is that? 13, 12, 16, anytime, any reason, give us a call. It's Pippa and Jimmy live on the air, doing it thanks to McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington.
Huge shock for Australia waking up this morning, finding out that Lisa Wilkinson has left the Today Show on Channel 9.
Mm.
I was shocked when I found out last night.
Yeah, what time did it break, do you know?
Oh, it broke about 9:30 last night. There was, it was in the media yesterday, kind of a few articles were coming out online. You know, will Channel 9 kind of, you know, show Lisa the money, kind of, you know, will her contract be renewed? And then bombshell last night.
Boom, so. This is what the statement said from Channel 9. We confirm we have been unable to meet the expectations of Lisa Wilkinson and her manager on a contract renewal for a further period. We express our gratitude to Lisa for her 10 years with the Today Show and are disappointed to find ourselves in this position.
Mm.
It's pretty big, I reckon, because considering yesterday's top story was her husband, Peter
yes.
Fitzsimons.
That's
and,
right.
Today it's her. This is going to open the can of worms about gender pay because
it will.
She wanted more money. She wanted to be paid a similar amount to Carl.
Mm.
And it was funny because you and I had a bit of a chat about this exact issue in the studio before the show started this morning. And I was saying, look, I actually think that Carl's a bigger talent.
Do you?
And yeah, well, personally, I would tune into the Today Show to watch Carl because
yeah.
I like Carl. I like watching Carl. Mm. So I was like, yeah, if I would tune in, I think, you know, you should pay, regardless of anyone's gender, if you're a bigger status, you draw more people, you get paid more money. But then you said, actually, no, wait a minute. I reckon Lisa's the biggest star
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and I think too, now that I think about it, it's the partnership that they have
mm.
and that's the partnership that they've had for so long because she's been on the Today Show 10 years.
10 years.
You watch it for both of them. If one of them's away, you kind of go, oh, Lisa's not there or, oh, Carl's not there. But then when they're back together, it's a pretty special partnership on air, I think.
Yeah.
So after a long time. The Today Show team were obviously very shocked and saddened to hear this news. Weekend Today host Deb Knight was called in as a last-minute replacement for this morning. And Carl Stefanovic, he was very emotional when he was paying tribute to his co-host, saying, "For 10 years, Lisa has dragged herself out of bed at 3:30 in the morning, fed the dogs and cats, put on a load of washing and come into work to inform you of what was happening in the world. For 10 years, she handled the brutal hours with grace, beauty and intelligence and a wicked sense of humour. For whatever reason, she won't be doing that anymore. It is safe to say we are all a little shocked and it will take some time to sink in.
Wow.
Went on to thank her for all that she's contributed to the show. I think it's going to take a long time for it to sink in for everybody.
Yeah, especially to change those morning habits.
That's right.
Lisa Wilkinson, it was a pleasure having you on our morning TV screens.
That's right.
If some of us who aren't early risers, make it experience her in the evening on the project.
Exactly.
13, 12, 16, if you want to have your say on Lisa Wilkinson, would love to take your calls next. French Montana, unforgettable morning. 20 to 9, morning, Dubbo of the Central West. Hope you're having an awesome Tuesday. Pippa and Jimmy on the air. Would love to hear from you. 13, 12, 16. Thanks to Macca's, Dubbo and Wellington. Pippa, we're going to talk about a serious criminal offence here. Let me stop the music.
Okay, music down for this. What have you done now?
Theft.
You've stolen something.
Not me.
Okay.
Not me.
Well, I haven't stolen anything.
No, not you. I'm not throwing you under the bus.
Good, okay.
Although I wouldn't be surprised if I found out you'd pinched something from the office.
What are you talking about?
Well, you always seem to go through my packages before I open them.
Because I'm curious about what you buy.
So I'm still waiting on that earwax thing, the special earwax thing where it cleans out your earwax without, you know.
Oh, did you buy one of those?
Yeah, I reckon you've stolen it because it hasn't come yet.
Okay.
Anyway, a guy over in the United States, he was a former South Texas Juvenile Justice Department employee. Mm-hmm. He's been arrested for stealing $1.5 million worth of fajitas.
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 Did you say try and say burritos and fajitas in the same sentence?
Same. Mexicans love them. Why can't we have both?
$1.5 million worth of fajitas from his workplace.
Yeah.
How in the heck has he pulled this off?
So what he's done is he's in charge of ordering all the food for the cafeteria.
Right.
And over a decade, he's ordered little amounts of fajitas every single time there's an order.
Yeah.
But fajitas are never served in the cafeteria. He just takes them away, does what he wants with them, and he's been doing it for 10 years, just taking them home, taking them home. And then one day he did the order, but he was off ill and someone else had to sign for the order being like, we don't serve fajitas here. And the guy's like, well, you order them every single day.
Yeah, for the last 10 years. Yeah, 10 I've been years. Driving this truck for fajitas. 25 years. Yeah.
Boom, fired, arrested. Theft of $1.5 million worth of fajitas, which he's admitted to doing.
He's admitted to doing it. He's admitted to doing it.
Yeah, I did that.
Whoa.
Imagine how big a freezer you'd need.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you need a whole cold room.
What would he be doing with it? Do you reckon he'd be eating them or do you reckon he'd be reselling them and making money?
Must be reselling them to the local Mexican place. So
maybe.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16. What have you pinched from your workplace?
This guy's pinched $1.5 million worth of fajitas.
That's unreal. I must say, hats off to him for doing, like, that's like such a crime of 10 years. I'm trying to think what it is.
I pinch like things all the time.
Like a long-running crime
thing
that you do.
Yeah, it's a long-running crime. Yeah, it's a serial criminal.
Yes, for 10 years. I'm a little bit of me is mad and then a little bit of me is impressed.
Mm. I've got to admit, whenever I need like a stapler or anything, I'm straight into the hit office.
Oh, yeah.
You know, pinch it from here.
Oh, ream of paper here or there.
Oh, forget office works. Just
exactly. We've got free bids in the office. Exactly, here. Highlighters, whatever.
What have you pinched from work? We want to hear. 13, 12, 16, give us a call right now. Oh, I bet you've got some good stories.
Oh, working in retail and hospitality.
Oh my goodness, you haven't pinched stuff from a retail job, have you?
Oh, I don't know.
That's pretty illegal. Give us a call, 13, 12, 16, Pippa and Jimmy on the air. It's Hit 93.5, morning. Mumford and Sons on the air, Hit 93.5, 13, 12, 16. It's Pippa and Jimmy, and we are asking after a guy stole $1.5 million worth of fajitas from his workplace over a 10-year period, what have you pinched from your workplace?
It's just a brazen crime.
Yeah.
He's done it for 10 years and they found packages of the Tex-Mex food in his refrigerator.
Oh, no.
So either he just really loves fajitas and is too stingy to pay for them, or he's got a fajita syndicate happening and he's making a fortune.
Patrick's on the air. Patrick, what have you pinched from your workplace?
Yeah, it depends.
Oh, pens. Pen black pens, blue pens, a particular kind of pen?
Yeah, you borrow a pen to sign something and yeah, you always end up with it in your pocket. Yeah.
Oh, I love the good borrow a pen.
How many pens from work do you reckon you've got at home or just in your car or in your pockets?
At least a dozen.
Oh, at least a dozen. Oh, wow, mate. That is multiple offences there. Patrick, thanks so much for calling, mate. Have a great day.
You too.
No worries at all. 13, 12, 16, we are asking, what have you stolen from your workplace?
Nathan's called in. Nathan, what have you pinched from your workplace?
So I did me trade as a plumber in Western Sydney, and we had a company of about 110 employees. So we stole lengths of copper, gas stoves, water heaters, toilet systems.
Toilets?
Like 70% of our work was through a housing commission, so you'd write off that you used a length of copper when you never did, and you'd take it home.
That's more than pinching a pen, mate. That's like really naughty stuff.
You're in the fajita category now,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, you're in the fajita. You get arrested for that.
No one in suit and tie is going to crawl under a house to check if you used a bit of copper.
Oh, mate. Okay, well, thanks for calling. We're not going to encourage that.
We're not endorsing that behaviour. How many of you were involved in this crime syndicate of stealing gas, stoves, toilets and blanks of copper?
Oh, there's about a dozen of us. We go up the pub every day and you'd be on call. You'd get $50 for going on call, but it'd take you, an hour and a half to do the job to, say, clear a block toilet where you'd plunge and clear it. You'd get your $50 and then you'd have to get a recall. So you'd tell the next guy going to the job what the problem was. So they'd write down a separate scenario and they'd get paid $50.
Okay. You are really not giving plumbers a good name, Nathan.
Nate, thanks so much for calling, mate. Cheers.
Thanks, mate. See
you. We're literally looking for what Patrick said, pens. Piece of paper.
Yeah, ream of paper.
Don't do what Nathan does. Don't. That's naughty.
That's
really naughty.
That's fajita category stuff.
You can't just go.
Oh, man, the western suburbs of Sydney. I tell you what, it's a jungle out there.
It pays.
Hit 93.5. Zane teaming up with Aussie Girl Sia. It's called Dust Till Dawn. Morning in Dubbo and the Central West, 13, 12, 16, anytime, any reason. 17 degrees. We've still got another 12 to climb to get to 29 as we go 3 minutes away from 9 o'clock.
Still taking your calls on 13, 12, 16 or asking, what have you pinched from your workplace?
Yeah, knee's on the line. 13, 12, 16, knee, what have you pinched from your workplace?
I stole butcher's paper and, like, meat trays, like the polystyrene one for my son's preschool for craft.
I reckon that's okay. Do you reckon?
I was going to say, did you steal a tray full of meat? But you were just stealing the polystyrene trays, not the meat itself.
Well, it was okay until one of the other mums turned up with the free meat.
Oh, no. Wait, so you were at the preschool and she turned up with the same trays and you realised you'd both pinched the trays?
Yeah.
Oh, busted.
Absolutely
busted. What a roar. What did you say to one another? Did you both realise that you were living outside of the law?
Well, we're like, oh, did you buy this? And she's like, oh, no, my partner got it from work.
I just found it on the side of the road. Fell off the back of a truck. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, Nee, that is so funny when you get caught out. Because although it's like seems like lame and insignificant, you're still, if I was to be caught like even stealing a piece of paper, I'd be a bit embarrassed.
Oh, you feel like a dead set crim, don't you?
Yeah, well, it was a whole big box of butcher's paper. It wasn't a couple of sheets.
It was just a couple of sheets, yeah.
No, it wasn't.
It was a whole box.
It was a whole box.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in, Nee. Whole box of butcher's paper.
That's unbelievable.
What do you reckon? Because we had Nath on before.
Yeah.
He had a cracking story that we don't endorse.
No, we do not endorse his behaviour at all.
About pinching like toilets and copper wire. What do you think? Where does it go from being okay? Like if you need a couple of bits of A4 paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
where's
fine.
Where's the line? We're between this is fine and, you know, if people steal a ream of paper, whatever.
Yeah.
Where's the line that makes it not okay?
When you steal the work printer.
They will notice a giant gaping hole in the wall where that once was.
And these aren't home office printers.
No,
these
they're industrial.
Need four people to take them down the lift.
Exactly, yeah. Then you've crossed the line.
Crossed the line.
Too far, mate.
Too far. Anything before then? Fine.
That's
fair game. Fair game. Fair game. It's fine.
Going to take home that slab of Coca-Cola later as well.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, done. Oh, it's just 9:00.
And we don't endorse criminal activity, by
no,
the way.
No, we don't endorse
it. Have a great rest of the day,
Have a great rest of the day. Bye.
Bye.